on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 19th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, it's Chris. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm great. I'm just hoping I will still be invited to Nicole Franzel's wedding.
I mean, don't we all? Don't we all? I mean, it's like a best friend pass.
She has 50 bridesmaids, Aaron.
Yes, yes. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 14 in the house, and it was an interesting day. It was a lot of a lot of anti-Janelle that day. But we're going to talk about it all. The potential vote flip is still in effect. It's still possible, kind of. But not really. But we'll talk about it all as we go through the day. As we know, David and Nicole Anthony are on the block, and they will be voting on Thursday for one of them to go home. There are 12 votes total. Janelle and Kacer are voting to keep Nicole Anthony. Kevin is with them, not with them, but with them to keep Nicole Anthony. So that makes three. They need three more to tie. They think they have Christmas, but they don't. They do kind of have Bailey and Devon a little bit, but they have been skeptical about putting their votes there. And they are working on flipping Ian. Now, if they do flip Ian, they might be able to get Devon and Bailey, and they might be able to tie the vote, at which point Memphis would break the tie, and they think that Memphis would evict David. I am not convinced that that is true, but that is the plan, and that is what they'll be doing late into the night as we go through the day. But to start the day, we had David and Bailey. Now, if you recall from the day before, David was blowing himself up in terms of his game position. He admitted that he was working with the guys in a guys alliance in a way that was like way more conspicuous than it actually was. And so he goes and talks to Bailey to try to smooth things over a little bit. They talk about being loyal to each other. And he basically says, okay, I can't reveal all my cards. Just like, you know, you're not revealing all of your cards. So, but I'm using those cards to keep you and Day safe. I mean, this is, I'm for the cause. That's what we're doing. right, Chris?
David is playing poker with Uno cards. That's the only way I can describe what David's doing here.
I was about to go fish. That's not Uno, though. Yeah. So David is basically saying here, look, I've got people I'm working with. I've got people that I have a relationship with. But I'm sure you have people that you have relationships with that you like. You don't divulge all of your relationships, but you're working to keep me safe, and I'm working to keep you safe. So. Like, let's be chill about this. That's kind of the message he's trying to get across. But again, like the communication is not fully there. And he's right. Like, they do have relationships that they don't tell. In fact, they have way more relationships. In fact, they are way more deeply embedded in the people that he's talking about. Cody, Tyler, Danny, like all of these people, they have multiple alliances with them that they haven't told David about. David has like one or two relationships with these people and a kind of let's work together generality that he has now divulged to them. Just the way that he did it is so sketchy that even though they're holding back so much information from him, they still feel like he's the one holding information from them, even though he's been quite straightforward with it in terms of like divulging information.
Yeah, I think the problem with David is that he is telling them the information that he knows, and he is showing them his cards, but he's doing it in a way where he's acting like he has more cards that he's not showing. And I think that's what's sketching
that's
them out.
That's the problem. He's like, okay, look, it's like he wants, I don't know if he sees it this way or if he's actively trying to do it, but it's like he's playing poker with them and he's like, don't worry, I've got a flush. And he's looking at like a bunch of random cards, but he's like, I'm going to help you out with this flush, though. It's going to be great. I can't tell you what the flush is. I can't tell you which cards are there because I don't know how to make that up. And I don't know what a flush is, but it's good and I've got it. I'm going to help you with it. And they're like, he's got, okay, well, tell us like, what do you mean? What is this flush? This flush sounds dangerous.
Tyler, David has one card that's Tyler. But like, you know, like you said, Devon and Bailey have all these other things. They're not acting like they have all these other things to David. He's making them feel like, I got you. I have so many deals. I have so many alliances. I'm with all the guys. He's so expendable to everybody. And then he acts sketchy to the people that want to work with him. It's really hard to watch.
Yeah. So they talk about, they can't even look at me. Can't even be in the same room as me. Like, she is pissed. And she is. They also talk about Tyler. David says that, like, he feels good with Tyler. And that Tyler only ever says good things about Bailey. That makes Bailey pleased. She feels like she feels good with Tyler. She's just, you know. David's like, well, that's, you know, I'm with Tyler. I can help keep you good with Tyler. Like, that's part of what I'm talking about. And again, I think he fully believes this. He's not able to communicate it very well.
Yeah, we're going to see throughout the rest of the day that David is not able to communicate a lot of things very well.
Yeah. Ian's going to talk with Franzel. He says that he actually likes Kacer's position. It's pretty good because Janelle will probably go and then Kacer will be around for a while. And so he is continuing to try to work on Kacer to pull him in because that will be a valuable piece on the board. This is nothing new. But he says that look, I trust that you'll try to get me as close to the core as possible on that side. And she says, of course. But like, you know, there's not a real side or anything, but of course. And he says, well, look, I mean, whatever you're saying, I get it. Like, the thing about the brigade is that Lane did bring Brittany as far as he could. And friends will say, well, yeah, but you're not on the outside. You're like, you don't need to doubt me at all here. Like, I'm not lying to you. There's no main side or anything. Like, you're good. Don't worry about it. And Ian's just like, okay, sure.
Yeah. I feel like Ian is playing this right with Nicole. I think he should try to be good with this alliance. It's because they have really strong people on there. They have Tyler. People who are going to win out comps. I don't know if he should put all his trust in Nicole, though. And I think he knows that he needs to be good with both sides and that Kacer and Janelle blowing up this alliance does benefit him if it's going to mean that Nicole is going to be like loyal to him over that alliance. I feel like Ian needs to be thinking that she didn't tell me about this until now that it's out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's.
And Ian's going to have a conversation with Kacer later in the day. I don't think he wants to be dragged along on the very outside. And I think that part of him is worried that he might get clipped in that position before the halfway mark. But he's also like not seemingly willing to do super much about it. He keeps encouraging like Kacer to win HOH and blow it up for him. I don't know if even Ian feels like he's willing to win HOH and try to blow it up. And if he's, if Ian thinks that he can just like sit back and wait for Kacer and Janelle to do this work, they're only two people. The chances of them winning HOH are pretty slim. And once they go home, now if he tries to do the work or if somebody else tries to do the work, they're in a much more disadvantaged position. I think that he needs to step on the gas, but we'll talk about that when he talks to Kacer later. Bailey is going to talk to Christmas about how they just don't feel like the votes are fully there to keep Nicole, and they don't feel like they want to jump on this if they're not fully there. That's how they're feeling at this point. Bailey's feeling at this point in time, at least. Nicole Franzel, and Ian have a conversation. Nicole Anthony tells them about how Janelle came to her and said, "Hey, we have a plan to flip Ian. It's a great plan. I need to let Kacer tell you. It's way funnier when Kacer tells you." She tells Ian this, and Ian is like, Janie, what are you doing? I thought we were friends. Why is she acting this way? Why is she doing this? He's so disappointed in her."
Yeah. It's kind of sad to see Ian, because Nicole Anthony is a trustworthy person, and the fact that Kacer and Janelle did say those things, they didn't say it in the way that it's being spread around the house. They weren't being malicious about it. They just wanted to inform Ian about what's actually going on. But Ian just feels a little bit hurt by Janelle that she would try to come between like his real life friend.
Mm-hmm. So Ian is seemingly pretty upset at Janelle here. He's going to go around and start talking about how he plans to target her if he wins the HOH. Again, I don't know how much of this is genuine, although I don't know how it benefits him to be claiming this at the moment. But I don't know why it benefits him to lead Kacer on with a vote later on. So I don't know. I don't know where Ian's head is at. I assume we'll find out eventually. Franzel is going to talk with Christmas. They talk about being annoyed with Memphis and everything that he's done, and how they would prefer to work with Enzo over Memphis if given the option. Cody talks to Memphis, and they talk about how Kacer is more dangerous than Janelle. Kacer's the one, he keeps coming up with all these theories. He's the one putting ideas into people's heads. And even if they get rid of Janelle, he's just going to keep doing the same thing. Whereas Janelle can be worked with to a degree. Like you can mollify Janelle. You can get her to feel comfortable with the status quo and just kind of like, do the group thing to her. You know what I mean? Kacer's always going to Kacer. Kacer's never going to let it go. Kacer's always going to fight the power. And so they feel like if Kacer goes up on the block next to Janelle, everyone's going to want Janelle gone, but they're going to push hard for Kacer to go.
Yeah. And I think they're right in getting rid of Kacer over Janelle. Kacer, well, they're both coming after Cody. But at least with Janelle, like Janelle has other people that want to target her, like Nicole Franzel, while people want to work with Kacer if he stays in the house and Janelle leaves.
Yes, I agree. And I think they're right too, in that Kacer is the one that like really pushes, like, "Hey, we're the underdogs. We need to make this happen. We need to fight this group. If we don't, then somebody from this group is going to win, and we are not." Whereas Janelle has kind of more been on the side of like, "Kacer, calm down. It's not necessarily as bad as you think." And in fact, Janelle is going to have a conversation with Memphis later in the day where Memphis is like, "Kacer is just, he's going off again. He needs to chill." And she's like, I know. And he's just like, "You guys, he's talking like the entire house is against him. And like, I'm sorry, but you're not that important. And Janelle's like, yeah, I mean, Cody's after us though. And he's like, I don't know, maybe. But that's like one person. She's like, yeah. So like, I think that she's kind of like, just kind of like agreeing to what Memphis is saying, but like Kacer wouldn't even do that. That's kind of the point, right? Kacer would be like, no, Memphis, what are you talking about? They are all against us. And Memphis is obviously, he's doing exactly what I was just saying. He's trying to like calm Janelle down and get her to a point where she's not trying to like rally this big side, by convincing her that it's not this big deal and she's not in as much danger as she actually is.
Yeah, I don't understand how Kacer and Janelle don't see that Memphis isn't with them. Like,
right?
This is Big Brother. He's literally saying, I don't want to work with you. And then he puts up people that Kacer and Janelle have been saying they would want to work with. It's like, the picture is pretty clear who Memphis is standing with, who Memphis keeps covering for in Cody every time Janelle brings Cody up. He's like, oh, he's not coming after you. Like, it's so clear that Memphis is not with them. And I don't understand how they don't see this.
Mm-hmm. So David is going to talk with Devon. He's going to apologize. I talked about this on the roundtable last night. This conversation lasts like 30 seconds to a minute. He goes in, he's just like, look, I said to Bailey, I just need to branch out. And I'm sure you've branched out. And we just use these connections to benefit each other. So that's all it is. And she's just like, okay. Okay. And I want history to be made. And that's all. Okay. All right. Great talk. Hug it out. Talk to you later.
I don't. To have two guaranteed votes and then working like so hard to lose those votes is kind of like mind blowing with David. I think Devon did feel a little bit better after this conversation though. Is this the conversation where he called, where he told her to call him Poppy, or did I miss that?
Well, at the end of the conversation, she was like, you missed me. I know you missed me. Like on her way out the door, but like, it was a very obvious, like that was really uncomfortable. Like, I'm going to try and make light of the situation. She's still very annoyed at him, but she doesn't want him to know as much that she's annoyed at him. I don't think she needed to even do this because he doesn't seem to catch on anyway. Yeah. But yeah, it was not good.
Yeah, you can't talk to somebody. I think that's the problem with David. I think he really isn't going to do anything against Devon and Bailey, but the way he acts and talks to them, it just makes them feel uncomfortable, or at least Devon, just because he doesn't give them anything. He's just like this and this and this, and you just kind of have to agree with him, or I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, he's just, this is it. This is what we're doing, and blah, blah, blah. What are you supposed to say to that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Janelle is going to talk to Nicole Anthony about the votes again. And she is concerned about Kevin. She's like, are you sure you have Kevin? Because I'm seeing Danny talk to Kevin a lot. And I'm worried that he's going to flip. I don't trust this guy. Are you sure you have Kevin? And Nicole's like, I think so. I think so. And this is when I tweeted out that I feel I like to play a game sometimes when Janelle talks to Nicole. And the game is, how will Nicole turn this in her mind so that Janelle is the bad guy in the situation, right? How will Nicole make this? And I was like, I bet for this one, she's going to say, oh, she's trying to make me doubt Kevin. She's trying to set up the vote so that when something goes wrong, I blame Kevin or something like that. It was pretty close. Because Nicole is going to go and talk to Kevin. She's like, have you been talking to Danny about the vote? And he's like, I don't know. Danny's not been working on me for the vote. They all know that I'm voting for you. And Nicole's just like, I knew it. I knew it. Janelle, she's trying to trick me into thinking that you're not going to vote for me. And that she says Danny's been working on you, but Danny hasn't even talked to you. Just, she's such a liar.
So it's just I don't know. It sucks because Janelle's working so hard to keep to keep Nicole Anthony in the game, and yeah, Nicole Anthony already has this preconceived notion in her head that Janelle and Kacer are evil people that cannot be trusted. So no matter what or how much proof she is given that these people are trying to help her, she's not gonna buy it because at this point she's convinced she's right. But then at the same time, Janelle gives her a reason to believe these things. Like, how are you going to talk? Like, you know, how are you going to, like, don't make her doubt Kevin when that's like her one guaranteed vote. And you know what I mean? Nicole's probably going to run back and tell Kevin this stuff. Like, these people have a reason to not trust Janelle and Kacer. A lot of the reasons are not the right reasons, but they are giving them reasons.
Mm-hmm. It's so messy. Nicole is going to talk with Tyler. I mean, Nicole is campaigning throughout the day, as is David, campaigning. And she talks to Tyler and she's been throwing out this idea of calling a house meeting and calling out Janelle and Kacer because she's just throwing a Hail Mary at this point that, if the house knows that she's against Janelle and Kacer, then maybe she'll have a chance to win over a few more votes from the other side. So she talks to Tyler about this and Tyler says, go for it. I mean, like, just get your truth out there. You'd rather go out fighting and swinging and like, stating your truth than just kind of sitting there and not doing anything. And Nicole's like, yes, exactly. That's it. And so she feels like, she wants to make this happen. She wants to do it. She wants to call the house meeting at some point. Tyler says, just one favor. Don't do it right after this conversation, because then people will know that, like, I encourage you to do it. I don't want to be attached to it. She's like, oh, of course. So she's ready to go. She wants to do this house meeting.
Nicole's funeral. She's ready.
Yes. He suggests she call it Nicole's funeral. It's interesting. Yeah. Here's the thing, and this is the thing that frustrates me. Like, I keep going back to night two, Nicole talking about how, oh, Tyler hasn't talked to me yet. Tyler hasn't approached me yet to say, hey, we're both friends with Ovi. And she never approached Tyler. And I just really feel like the way that they talked, they have a chemistry that Tyler doesn't have with most other people in the house. Just because, like Tyler is not a bro. Like, he can get along with the bros, but, like, it's a little forced. He gets along with people like Nicole really well. And if she had approached him, then he would have absolutely been like, perfect, another piece to use. And like, she'd be in a much better situation right now because he would be giving her, you know, the right advice. And unlike David, she would actually listen to the advice. Yeah. And she'd be in a much better place, in my opinion. So.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it sucks that David is so like in with Tyler at this point, because Tyler's giving Nicole advice that's not going to help her. And I think he knows that.
Yeah. So Nicole is then going to talk to Danny and be like, look, I'm thinking about calling a house meeting. And Danny goes, oh, no, that's a terrible idea. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's,
Danny that's does not want any of her game leaked, because she knows, like, she has a chance of being exposed and caught up in this.
Danny!
We want the mess, but...
Oh my god, that's so annoying!
Do you think, Taryn, that it would... I don't think it would do any... I don't think it would do anything bad for her game, though, if the house meeting happens. Like,
I mean... Look. Her game is just such a mess of things. I mean, at this point, I think it's too late. I think she waited too long, and her best bet probably is the Janelle and Kacer route with forcing a tie and just kind of hoping that Memphis just does something random. But
yeah. Yeah. Her allies don't trust her. The other side doesn't trust her. But at the same time, she's not a target. I think she should be, like, she should have been pushing for this meeting the way Tyler was pushing for this meeting. He knows the drama isn't, you know, it's not going to include him. He could just sit back, get information that's going to come out during this house meeting, and Danny could, like, you know, maybe take it from there. But right now, I think she should have, like, I don't know why she was so scared of this meeting.
Mm. So Bailey and Janelle are going to talk about how the votes just don't seem to be there. Janelle says, no, the votes are there. It's just like Keisha. This is just like Keisha. It's actually not. But she thinks it is. It's just like Keisha. And that they have the votes. They just all need to agree to do it. And so Bailey says, I don't think so. I don't think we have Christmas. I don't think we have, like, I don't think they're there. And Janelle says, this is dumb. This is stupid. If we can't get the votes to save Nicole, I'm out.
So what, she's going to self-evict.
What do you mean you're out? Like, I'm going home. I want to be with my kids. This is a dumb game. What am I doing here?
You're a
here?
Brat, Taryn. You're a brat.
Janelle, she's like, I'm just done. I'm just done with it. Like, what do I want to be here for?
You're such a brat, Taryn.
she's very frustrated, Janelle.
Yeah, she's frustrated. I don't think she'll actually self-evict. She's just saying stuff. It's funny because they laugh about it right afterwards. But she's frustrated. She doesn't want this game. Like, this game is this season could go either two ways. It's going to be a Big Brother 16 repeat where people are just going to get picked off one by one and a big alliance is going to dominate the game. And Janelle sees that. She doesn't want it to be that. She wants it to be an even playing field. She wants it to be like BB6, BB7, two sides going head-to-head. And she's frustrated that people are just laying down and letting themselves get picked off. Like, I see her frustration. I wouldn't want to waste my time in a house knowing that I have no shot.
While Nicole Anthony is considering calling a house meeting to call out Janelle in case her Janelle is threatening to self-evict if she can't get Nicole Anthony to stay, Cody is going to talk with Enzo just about how he actually trusts Christmas more than Day, Bay, and Danny at this point. That those three have just really thrown away all the trust that they had with Cody. He's not feeling them. David talks to Kacer in a very confusing and weirdly dramatic conversation where they honestly... It's very difficult to really even decipher what they are talking about. It's a lot of like, why won't you vote for me to stay? And like, why would I vote for you to stay? You're working with the guys. The guys are running the house. running the house. I wish I was running the house. Like, dude, you're working with these people. They're very good at the game. They're going to run through this game. And he's like, I mean, that would be great if it were true. Cause that would be good for me. It's like, no, it wouldn't.
David was over this conversation before it started. Like, as soon as him and Kisa started talking, his face was just like, pretty much throughout the whole conversation.
Yeah. And so Kacer's doing his thing where he makes everything like way more dramatic than it needs to be. And David is doing his thing where he does the same thing. but in a different way, where Kacer is like a swelling dramatic, like Kacer's like, and here's the thing too. And this is what, this is so crazy too. Cause I care so much. I'm considering keeping you against my own self-interest. Dude, that is how much I am invested in this. Like, David, against my own self-interest, I'm considering keeping you anyway. That is how much I care.
David's just like,
yeah. And David's like getting overly dramatic is like, I don't know. Why are you even voting me out? Like, I thought we were close and that we felt the same way about things. And like, you know, the thing about voting people out is that it's bad for their game because they go home. And so like, why would you do that to me if you thought we could like work, like if you cared about me?
Yeah. This conversation could have been solved in like 2 seconds. If David was just like, Kacer, if you keep me, I'm not coming after you. We're fighting for the same thing. But David instead is doing, oh man, he's just like burning Kaser's vote. He's like, you know what I mean? He really doesn't want Kaser to vote for him, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like watching this conversation.
It was strange conversation. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Day is going to talk to David again. And he says he's again trying to explain like what's going on here. He says, like I told Baelic, I'm trying to work the guys. And she says, okay, trying to work the guys. Who? Which guys? Name them. And he's like, I don't know anything about your alliances. I don't understand why I have to tell you all of mine and you don't tell me anything, Davon. And she's like, okay. Don't want to tell me. It's like, okay, look, the guys, Cody, Enzo, Tyler, Kaser, Ian, I've been trying to work all of them. That is what I'm trying to do. I'm naming all of my names. You haven't told me anything. Are you happy? And it's just like, you know, no, she's not happy, actually.
Yeah. Again, it goes back to the fact that David keeps acting like he has more cards than he really does. And then it makes people feel sketched out by him. He's over here saying that he's in alliance with all these guys that he doesn't really have an alliance with. But then he's acting sketchy about it. Davon is somebody that needs to feel good about you to want to work with you, you know? And he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that with Kaser. He doesn't do that with Davon. Like, all he has to do is reassure these people that he'll be with them. But instead, he's, like, actively trying to get rid of these votes. Like, I don't know any other way to describe what he's doing.
I have to put some blame on Davon here as well, though, because this doesn't happen with Baelic. Like when David talks to Baelic, it goes fine because Baelic is willing to give him some leeway in the communication. Because again, David is coming from a good place here. He just can't communicate it very well.
Yeah.
And what he's trying to say is, I am working on these guys and I am trying to like get in good with them so that I can put a good word out for you. And because I'm more associated with them than you, we won't end up on the block together. And if this was anybody else trying to describe this, it's great strategy. It's what everybody is doing and should be doing. And it's good. And he has a point that Davon and Baelic specifically told each other, we're not going to tell David anything because we don't think we can trust him. They haven't given him anything all game long. And the idea that he now needs to like give his entire game to them while they still give him nothing is a bit lopsided. And when he does give them his game, they still don't give him anything. And they also still don't trust him. And they also want him out.
Yeah, but Taryn, the thing, I completely agree with you with everything you just said about them not giving David anything. They don't want to give David anything because when he talks to them, he's super sketchy. Like
I know that's the problem. Believe me.
Yeah, like I can't blame them. Like I feel like they really, really want to trust them. Like they have the whole, you know, like they don't want to vote against their morals. They want to vote for David because, you know, black people want to stick together. I get that. But David is making it so hard for these people to want to stick to that.
Oh, I feel like if this was just David and Baelic, I think that it would work. I think that Baelic is a good enough social player that she understands that David is a bad communicator, and she would be more patient with David, and she could get enough out of him that she would understand where his true loyalties lie. But Davon and David is just such a bad combination because Davon is the person who your alliance and relationship can be like 95% there. And she'll be like, where's that 5%? I need to go figure this out. Yeah. And with David, it's like 5% there and 95% miscommunicated. And so she just, it just doesn't work. And then Devon goes to Bailey and says, this guy's out of his mind. And Bailey feels like it's not going to work. So, it's just, it's not work, even though he is, I do think, dedicated to these two women over anyone else in the house, and a very valuable piece on the board because he is embedded with these guys and they do trust him. And that makes him so valuable to them. To Devon and Bailey, but they want him out because he just can't talk to them well enough.
Yeah, and like you said, like with Devon, that doesn't work. Devon is a player that needs that assurance. We've seen from her past season, if she feels like one of her allies is even 1% not with her, she's going to try to target one of her allies. That's just how she plays. We're going to see that later on when Devon talks to herself, that she can't seem to trust the people who are with her if she knows they're with other people. But this game is about, you know, branching out.
Yes. Yeah. Man, it's Devon. I love her so much.
Yeah,
as a
person. It's, I know. It's hard,
I'm
man.
So frustrated with her as a player. And you'll understand why even more when I get to the end of the day.
Yeah.
Bailey talks to Devon, and they talk about how annoyed they are with David, that this guy, he's arrogant, he's getting cocky. Can you believe he told Nicole that he has the votes to stay? And he's like, he doesn't know how to socialize. He's like, he's aggressive too. Did you see him in the veto competition? He's like holding it back. And they again consider, We gotta get this guy out. We gotta vote him out.
Yeah. Devon says there's no pros to keeping David, and the only thing keeping him is because it goes against her morals.
Yeah. And so they say let's sleep on it. Sleep on it. We'll think about whether or not we want to vote him out. And we'll decide tomorrow. Kacer's gonna talk with Ian in the meantime. So again, all of these things are coming together to potentially get these votes. The Devon and Bailey are now back on board to evict David. That means that they have two there. Kacer and Janelle makes four. Kevin makes five. They need one more to tie, and then they'd need Memphis or two more to make it clean. They think they might have Christmas. They might not have Christmas. They're not sure at the moment. I'm sure they're going to talk to her later. And I think Christmas is the person that could really put this down with Devon and Bailey. But Kacer is going to work on Ian. And if they can get Ian, they can get to a tie, which Memphis would not be pleased about. And like I said, I'm not entirely sure what he would do, but here's the thing. I don't think he's going to evict David. So that'll be interesting. But Kacer's going to work on Ian. He says, this game needs a shakeup, Ian. Ian's like, I agree. Yep. So win HOH next week, Kacer. Shake it up for me.
Yeah. Ian knows that this game could go two ways, and he knows he's on the outs. If it goes, you know, if it becomes one Blob Alliance versus Kacer and Janelle, I think he does want them to win HOH and like split this house. I think he really wants that. I don't think he'll do it himself though. And I don't think he's going to commit to Kacer and Janelle if he's not going to be guaranteed safety next week. He doesn't want to be like a possible backdoor or, you know, just a target for being with them. Right now, he's like good with the majority of the house.
Yeah. Kacer pushes hard for Ian to, he says, Ian, I'm going to try to win HOH, but we need you now. We need your vote now. And Ian says, look, let's say I don't vote your way this week. Does that mean we can't work together in the future? And Kacer's like, no, but you should vote this way. If we don't keep Nicole, then our numbers are not going to be there. We're not going to have the numbers. And it's going to be harder to win HOH. It's going to be harder to make the move, and you're still going to be on the outs. And after we leave next week, who do they target next? it's going to be somebody like you. And Kacer is very right about this. Now, what Kacer doesn't know is that Devon and Bailey have really screwed up, and that Danny's really screwed up, and that that's actually really helped Ian. But he's still right in a general sense that if they're looking at the board like it should be, Ian would be probably on the next.
Yeah.
You know, the next bullet point on the list. And even if he isn't, he's still very dispensable and in danger. And even if he does survive that first half, you know, the end game is impossible for him right now, unless he can comp his way out somehow in these physical competitions. So he's got a lot of good points here. But Ian says, look, but the problem that Franzl's not going to work with Janelle, that's a problem. It's a problem. Kacer says, no, 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 we can make it work. And he's like, I don't think we can make it work. They really don't like each other. Like, I've heard what Janelle said about Franzl. I know what Franzl said about Janelle. Like, it's not going to work, man. He says again, look, if I don't vote your way, can we work together in the future? Will you still blow things up if you win HOH next week? Kacer's like, yes, but it's not going to be as effective. I think Ian's like, works for me if you win HOH. Ian says, okay, look, I'm going to think about it. I'm going to get back to you. I'm going to run some tests tomorrow to test some people out. Kacer's like, are you going to test me? Like, are you going to do something with me? No. Testing the other side. I'm going to run some tests. I'll get back to you. So Kacer's like, well, please get back to me soon because we need to know. You're like the vote. You're the swing vote here. And Ian says, okay, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Yeah, it's hard. I understand where you're coming from. It's this whole thing is hard because the right move for Kacer and Janelle is to evict Nicole Anthony, try to reel in David and Tyler, and maybe that can switch something. If they just had a conversation with Tyler and like found out that he doesn't really like his alliance, I think Tyler would flip to their side, honestly. Like, if he's not being targeted by them, that gets cleared up. David would probably want to be on that side. They have Devon and Bailey. And then they could get Ian. But it's just a lot of conflicting interests. Like, Nicole doesn't like Janelle. Janelle doesn't like Nicole. Tyler thinks these people are coming after him. It's just way too much. I think it's...
yeah. Like, 1,000%. And again, this is part of why like I took issue with Melissa last night saying that that like there was nothing that Janelle and Kacer ever could have done in the game to do well here. But like, Tyler wanted to work with them. He was working on Kacer. He wanted to be in this position where he kind of pulled them in and mended the fences between them and Cody so that they would be safe and in the group and have room to work and play the game. But they refused to work with Tyler, and they refused to go anywhere with that, which is like, okay, I get it. Tyler's like a smart dude and he's good at the game and you shouldn't trust him, but that doesn't mean that you should like take his handshake and go no. Like, you should take his handshake and be like, how can I use this to my advantage and work around this guy? Because if you show him that you're not going to work with him, he's going to work against you. And if you think he's a dangerous player, that's a much worse place to be. Yeah. And so that's just another one of those things where it's like they haven't even talked to these people in like a week. You know, they're stuck outside.
It's 2 weeks in a row where Kacer and Janelle refuse to switch who they want to vote for. You know, like if they wouldn't have gunned for Kevin so hard the week prior, maybe Kevin would be with them. Now the same thing is happening again. Nicole Anthony is most likely leaving, and they're, you know, gunning hard after David. I understand why David feels a little bit hurt by Kacer in that conversation earlier. He thought they probably had that mutual understanding that David feels with Devon and Bailey, and why didn't they just, you know, I get it, they don't want to cut Nicole Anthony, but Nicole Anthony is not with them at this point. Maybe this house meeting, if she calls it, is going to show that to them, and they can flip over, reel in David. If they get David on their side, they can get Tyler, they can get Christmas, and they actually have the numbers. They're just so gung-ho and keeping somebody in the house that's not going to stay. And it's, yeah.
So Nicole is going to talk. Nicole Anthony is going to talk with Kacer, or rather, she's not going to talk with Kacer. She says, I don't want to talk to you. I'm expendable to everyone, and I just don't want to talk right now.
Yeah.
Kacer's like, what the hell? Why is she mad at us? I don't get it. We've been campaigning for her harder than she's campaigning for herself. Why is she mad at us?
Everyone's asking the same question. Like the whole world's asking the same question.
You're just noticing this now?
Yeah. Again, I think Janelle and Kacer get blinders on one thing, tunnel vision. They can't let go of that thing to see anything else going on around them. And it keeps digging them into a deeper hole.
Yeah. So he talks it over with Janelle. They don't understand like what's going on there. They're like, I guess we'll just chalk it up to, you know, the trauma from last season. She's always too skeptical. And they're like kind of right. They just don't know how extreme it is at the moment. So Janelle's going to then campaign to Devon a bit. She's going to campaign pretty hard to Devon that we need to keep Nicole. Like, we need to make it happen. And she's just running through regular campaigns. Her story, unfortunately, is kind of weird in that, like, hey, we think we have Memphis to break the tie, but no, we couldn't get Memphis to not nominate Nicole. But yes, he is a number for us, but no, we can't control him. But yes, I'm really annoyed at him, but no, I'm not mad at him for, you know, like, and so it sounds very confusing. And over the course of this conversation, Devon comes out of it saying, oh, she lied.
Yep.
She's a liar. Devon is in the Nicole Anthony train now.
Yeah. That was three lies. She doesn't have Christmas. She lied about, because Janelle told them that she thought Memphis would put her up as a replacement nom. Mm-hmm. The POV was used. They didn't believe that either. They're just interpreting Janelle's lack of information as her lying, but.
Yeah. So she goes and talks to Kevin and she's like, Janelle just lied to me. She's such a liar. And Kevin's like, right? Right? Glad we're on the same page. They still, though, want to get rid of David. Devon is still on board to get rid of David, but she does not trust Janelle. She's only going to, like, use Janelle as the votes to get rid of David to keep Nicole. And then they will be anti-Janelle. In fact, she's going to talk to the cameras afterward and say, how can I get rid of David this week? I need to convince Bailey. Maybe I can, like, make something up and say that David did something that will piss Bailey off. And then she'll definitely vote with us. And then we can get rid of David. And then next week I need to get rid of Janelle because she's a liar and I'm worried that Bailey is going to run to Janelle and choose Janelle over me. And so I want Janelle out next. People called me crazy when I said that Devon was a little bit skeptical of Bailey's relationship with Janelle, but there it is. And she wants Janelle gone. She wants to get rid of David and then Janelle. This is a bad game plan, man. This is really bad.
Yeah, this is how the way that Devon plays Big Brother. You've been saying this in the past few updates that she's trying to solve a puzzle. And in her conversation with Kevin, it sounds like she solved the puzzle and she has figured out where all the pieces are in the house. She tells Kevin about the Boys Alliance and Cody being pretty much for everybody. It sounds like she figured out. And she also tells Kevin about that she doesn't think that Memphis is actually with Janelle. She tells him that she pretty much figured out everything. And then what she does is that she looks at the puzzle. She sees who her allies are working with. And she's like, I can't trust my allies. That isn't really the case.
And I forgot too. She also wants Nicole to do the house meeting.
Yeah, she really wants Nicole to do the house meeting.
So she wants the votes to keep Nicole to be Janelle, Kacer, herself, Bailey, Kevin, like Ian, Christmas, whatever. But she also wants to encourage Nicole to call the house meeting against Janelle and Kacer, which would theoretically burn their votes.
Yeah, I think
because it doesn't harm her, I guess. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I'm not sure either. I think she's willing to sacrifice Janelle and Kacer to get more information, because she did tell Kevin that if the house meeting happens, that Cody, a lot of Cody stuff might get exposed. I think that's what she's trying to do. She's trying to get more information.
I don't know. How would Cody's stuff get exposed in a Nicole Anthony meeting?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why she would even want to target Janelle. She said that she needs to get Janelle out because Janelle's bad for her game because she's with Bailey. But if Janelle is with Bailey, why would that be bad for her game?
Janelle is like, Devon.
I get it. We stand Devon because she's fun in the diver room. We just have to take it for what it is and not get frustrated again.
Bailey and Janelle's relationship, even if Bailey was willing to choose Janelle over you, which according to Swaggy, Bailey would choose Devon over herself. So it's almost definitely not true. I'm almost completely certain that just from my read that Bailey would 100% choose Devon, even if it was true that Bailey would choose Janelle over Devon, even if it was true and I'm certain it's not. That's a problem for like the final six, not week two, not week three.
It's
why?
The same thing every season. She figures out who her allies are with. And she's like, I need to get rid of my allies. And then she runs into the same problem. Every season, she needs to realize, well, Janelle's not coming after me. If she's with Bailey, she's probably going to go after Cody. But I don't know. I don't understand. I really don't understand what Devon is doing, especially because she sees the house. And she sees how clear, like, I see her understanding where everybody lies. And again, she doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. So Devon is, I guess, going to try to convince Bailey to 100% commit to flipping and getting rid of David. I mean, we're still not even talking about, I know we talked about it before, but like Devon's, the top two people on Devon's hit list are the two people, aside from Bailey, like, two of the people least likely to come after her. And I get, like, Nicole Anthony is also with Devon, sure. But Nicole Anthony does nothing for Devon. Devon will always go home on the block next to Nicole Anthony. Nicole Anthony is not likely going to win competitions to help Devon. Nicole Anthony has no influence to help keep Devon safe if she's on the block. David, for as bad a player as he is, does have those things. Like, David is trusted by Tyler at the very least. David has not won any competitions either, but David could actually go home on the block next to her as like a potential comp. Like, it's, and David would betray Tyler. David is valuable because Tyler tells him way too much. And at some point that could be bad for Tyler. And I still think it can be bad for Tyler, because I do think David will stay. But she wants to get rid of David. She wants to get rid of Janelle. And she's like, it's okay.
It's the same thing. Everybody that Devon aligns with, she targets. And she does, she did it in BB 17, 18. I was really hoping that she would learn this time. But it sucks because I don't want her to drag, because she always aligns with the people I like, and I don't want her to drag these people down this time.
So tomorrow, Devon will probably try to convince Bailey to commit to the flip. Ian's going to run his tests and then get back to Kacer. If Devon and Bailey do commit to getting David out, and if Ian runs his tests and decides he is willing to take a stand and vote David out, then there will be six votes for David to go home, which means it will end in a tie that Memphis will break. Now, Memphis has talked to Cody about how he does not want it to be a tie. And that's because he doesn't want Janelle and Kacer to know that he doesn't want David to go. So if it ends in a tie, I'm not 100% sure what Memphis will do, but I would lean toward he keeps David. And yes, by tomorrow, I mean today, because today is already happening. If it ends, I'm not 100% sure what he'd do, but I think that he would keep David. I think that's his inclination. I think that's what he wants. That's what he's talked about with Cody. I think he just doesn't want Janelle and Kacer to know that that's what he wants. He would prefer the votes to do it. So that would not be ideal for Memphis. However, I do think there are some things that will get in the way that I talked about. One is that Davon and Bailey might go to Christmas to say, hey, we're in, we want to vote this way. Even if Ian is in, like, oh, Ian's in too. Christmas is either going to lead them on or initially or something, but eventually they're going to, like, Tyler's going to tell Christmas or somebody's going to tell Christmas that, like, hey, you know, shut this down. Don't let it go to a tie because we need to keep David. And Christmas is going to go back and be like, I don't trust this. I don't want to do this. I like David. I'd prefer to keep David. Sorry. And if Christmas is out and they have to rely on Ian and Memphis, they might start to go, oh, hold on. are we going to vote six votes are we going to vote five votes relying on Ian? And then, if we do get Ian, it's six votes and it's a tie. And now we're relying on Memphis and we're exposing ourselves and we're still losing the vote. Like, that's super risky. That's really dangerous. Let's not do this anymore.
Yeah. And that's going back to Davon really quick. Davon said all of this to Kevin. And that was one of the lies that she thought Janelle told her. She said Memphis would not get rid of David. Like, Memphis is going to keep David. So Davon knows this is a thing, but she still now wants to flip to keep David. And then is also trying to get Nicole to do the house meeting and lose two votes.
Yeah. So watch out for that. There's also a potential house meeting that could be called that might make Kacer and Janelle go, why are we sticking our necks on the line for this person who just called us out and wants us gone?
I need this to happen so bad. I need it to happen so bad.
So there's a lot still left to be talked about here. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. And of course, later tonight, there will be an episode on the veto competition and veto ceremony. So check out the recap that we've got. We'll have for you after that episode. And then tomorrow night, the eviction will be here. We'll see whether or not Nicole, Anthony, or David leave the house, whether there will be a tie, and then who is going to win the next HOH for week 3 of Big Brother 22 All-Stars 2. So that's what we have for you, unless there's anything else you wanted to bring up, Chris.
Oh, just two things. Nicole Franzel, saying that she wants to make Janelle a have not when she's no longer have not was great. And also she started spreading around that Janelle might be a saboteur that's getting like $10,000 to break up her and Ian.
Yes, for her own game. She's sabotaging her own game. Yeah. Yes.
Her mission is to separate her and Ian. America voted.
So Chris, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at Straw Hat Chris, LOL, or Twitch at Chris Alba. Chris with no H. Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren or on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I will be live tomorrow to talk about the stock watch on Twitch if you want to find me there and check it out. So thank you once again for joining us. See you next time.